1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington at the Trilateral Summit at Camp David.
Today, we've made history with the first ever standalone summit between the leaders of our three countries.
President Biden hosting the leaders of Japan and South Korea at the presidential retreat. CBS's Nancy Cortes says this summit is the culmination of an extensive effort on the part of the Biden administration.
President Biden has spent much of the first 2.5 years of his presidency trying to build that trilateral relationship as a sort of counterpoint to growing Chinese aggressiveness in the region, military aggressiveness.
In a joint statement, the leaders condemned what they called China's dangerous and aggressive actions. They also pledged to work together amid North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. President Biden also took a moment to say thank you to the leaders of South Korea and Japan.
I want to start by expressing my appreciation for the contribution that your countries have made toward the relief following the devastating wildfires in Hawaii.
The president made additional disaster assistance available to Hawaii to help in its recovery and rebuilding efforts. For those who didn't make it,
we talked to a FEMA representative who told CBS News they're finding a lot of people in their beds and a lot of people in their cars. So there's a mix of people who were sleeping and who were trying to get out and couldn't get out in time.
CBS's Elizabeth Campbell on Maui. Evacuations are underway in the city of Yellowknife in northwest Canada ahead of approaching wildfires there. Reporter Jamie Dahl has details.
Many of the people here lining up, wrapped in blankets and toques, waiting for word, hoping that they could get on a plane out of Yellowknife to Calgary. There's already been at least one flight that has left with a load of evacuees, and the territory says it has an extensive plan, flight schedule, hoping to get everybody out to safety.
Hurricane Hillary has set its sights on California. Anthony Maroney is the LA County Fire Chief.
We stand ready to respond quickly to all Hillary-related incidents using our ground resources, our boats, and our aircraft.
Hillary is expected to make landfall on Monday. It is a grim milestone in the war against Ukraine.
U.S. officials say the total number of casualties on both sides of the Ukraine war is now close to 500,000 killed and wounded. The figures are only estimates, U.S. officials caution, but they give a grim indication of how brutal the fighting has been. First, as Russia invaded, and now as Ukraine mounts its counteroffensive.
CBS's David Martin. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained more than 25 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family. Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 90. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 68. Lots of sunshine Sunday with daytime highs approaching 88. 83 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We tackled out of bounds. First down, Blackshirts. So opening drive, first set of downs moves the chain. So that's very encouraging. Darius Roming, who scored the touchdown, was responsible for that tackle. So now we got Twins right. Stout alone on the left in the short field. Dunlop on Carranza's left. Jimenez in the right flank. Fumble on the snap.
Miscue.
And it's recovered by the Knights. Number 55 comes up triumphant.
Recovered by 55.
Marcel Eland. So a very promising start goes south after a fumble on the snap there. Both players had a hard time getting on top of it. So great field position for the Knights, feeling very encouraged after scoring on the first play of the game on the Blackshirt 49. So we need a real big defensive stand here from our lads. So getting a look at the lineup here, we got Logan Tank Dable lined up over center. Looks like it's kind of a 3-4 defense. On his left, I'm trying to get a view of that number there, Johnny. Is that 67?
I believe it is.
So 67 in... I don't have a number for this guy. So it's Perdzak in the shotgun and the pistol formation. Another motion. This is going right up the middle now to the tailback. He's got some good yards, but good job hanging on there. That was Anthony Dzinski with help. A 4-yard gain there.
Right at the 45. Swarmed right to him there when they saw that guy.
They sure did. Decent hole up the middle, but great recognition by the secondary and the linebackers there.
Yes, sir. Look good.
So Perdzak looks like he's in a safety spot along with Stout, if I got the number right here. All right, so again, another shotgun formation, second and 5, 10-21. Knights with the ball. Another handoff. This time they get him right at the line. Very short gain. Great job. Number 11, the general, Zayas DeWalt. He sniffed that out beautifully from the corner spot.
Yep. There was no fooling him there.
So they're calling it no gain. They actually gave him kind of the backward progress. I thought they would have at least given him like 6 inches, but hey, we'll take it. So it's third and 6 now. 9:53 is your time here. Big, big stand here. Perdzak comes back from the line where he gets a play from the coach. Coach Wiley. So we are, same thing, pistol formation. Really tight, looks like a tight end formation, two flanks. Only one receiver on the right side. So they're going left on the handoff. They sniff it out, and they get him. Tyler Thrill Williams, he almost got out of that scrum.
So,
great play by the tailback getting out of that swarm. And then Tyler Williams does not give up on the play. Tailback is Jameer Clayton Brown, a tall tailback there. Are they going to go for it? Looks, yeah, Perdzak's coming back into the huddle, so they're going to go for it.
Aye, aye, aye.
9:03 and counting. Fourth and six. Similar formation, only one receiver right. Tight flanks. Looks like a double tight end situation. Number 10 goes in motion left. It's a pitch left. Good outside contain.
Come on.
And they get him. And the Black Shirts will take over on downs. I respect the call on fourth and six because there was some good blocking, but a great job on the outside contain there by the Black Shirts. I'm not sure who that was, but he gets a lot of credit for keeping that in. I don't know who got the tackle there. Did you see that, Johnny?
I think it was number 57.
So, and that's 57. Logan Tank Dable, the all-classic eight senior. So here come the Black Shirts, ball on their own 43. We got a trips left formation. No one on the right. Hand off to Dunlop up the middle. Sniffed out nicely by the Knights. Very short gain, maybe a yard, a very charitable yard they give them here. So it looked like a nice call from the start here. Just couldn't get the blocking that he needed. So they're calling it second and 10. Shotgun formation, Dunlop lined up on Carranza's left. Trips left, no receivers right. This time they give it to, actually, a different runner. Oh, good little run there, Dunlop. Oh,
there he goes!
It. He's on his way! Great job!
That was perfect.
Wow! Isaiah Dunlop looked like another short gain, and he fought his way through. He broke a tackle. He might have even drawn a face mask there. No call, though, but a 17-yard gain. We'll gladly take that ball on the Red Knights' 37-yard line here. So no passes thrown by Carranza yet. We have a trip left formation. Dunlop on the right. It's going to go to Dunlop again, and this time the Knights are not fooled. Dunlop faced almost a team photo there. Three Knights there to greet him, so, but he does get back to the line of scrimmage, fortunately. Marcel Elin, who had the fumble recover earlier, made the tackle on that. We don't have a name for number six for. So it's second and 10. Again, ball at the 37 here. 7:21 is your time remaining. Black Shirts looking to get on the board, trailing 6-0 after a touchdown on the opening play for the Knights. Carranza back to pass now. He's going long. Oh, there he is. He's got his man.
Wow, it was
and
a beautiful
he's, play. Oh, he's at the 1-foot-yard line. The sophomore Cameron Davis in his first catch of his young career on the varsity. What a zip. Davis had to jump for that, and he brought it in beautifully.
That was a beautiful spiral, Don, and at the end, that he just jumped up and like, one-armed it, man.
So
it
here
beautiful.
We go. That this tackle could loom large for the Knights if they can get a stop here or force a field goal. Here it is, and it's going to be Ben Jimenez, I think, coming in. And it's true, and we are tied. Yep, big Ben Jimenez. He didn't like me calling him Gentle Ben, but he looked like the big grizzly on that play, Johnny.
He looked good there.
So at 6:49, we are knotted at 6. And now for the extra point to put us ahead. This is the other kicker, Aiden Urban, the junior, the 6'1", 162-pound junior, looking to give the Black Shirts the lead. And so credit to the Black Shirts. That could be so debilitating, giving up a touchdown in the opening play.
Yeah, yeah.
Brings them back to their classic eight history. Up, tough snap. Field it nicely. Kick is up. And it is true. Great job by the holder.
Did you see how high that was?
That was a, yeah.
Wow.
No doubt. That was a great shot. So, Black Shirts return the favor thanks to a setup by a big run by Dunlop and a beautiful pass, probably a good 30-yard pass from Carranza to the sophomore Cameron Davis. So we're going to take a quick break now before the kickoff with the Black Shirts leading 7-6, 6:49 remaining in the first quarter. This is the Black Shirt Football Radio Network.
Beginnings. what keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
The kickoff. It's a short one by Chris Lemus. The ball's on the ground. No one's gotten to it yet for the Knights. And it looks like South recovers. Let's see what the refs on. Yes! A big recovery.
Right on.
Who was that?
It's on the 10-yard line. Holy
who's the
cow.
I see number 87. The sophomore, Aiden Lenz, on that. So it was probably a 25, 30-yard kick. Ball is spotted right now at the 18-yard line of the Knights. So big play. Talk about a turnaround of events here. Only 1 second came off the clock. So we got Twins right, Stouts alone on the left. Hand off to Dunlap. Nice-looking tackle there at the front.
Dunlap, Gary. Hitty, number six, Robert Harper.
Robert Harper and Jonte Watt. Combining on that tackle, but he did get, looks like a couple yards there. So second and eight. Ball about the 16, clock rolling, 6:29 and counting here. We got Twins right, Stouts all alone on the wide left. Dunlap on Carranza's left. The snap, Carranza back to pass. He rolls right. Oh, he's got Davis alone in the flat for about a 2 or 3 yard gain. He was looking for Stout downfield. It looked like he was well covered. Good job by the Knights secondary. So it now makes it third and five. Good poise by Carranza getting out of the pocket. And he hits his safety outlet there, the sophomore, Cameron Davis. So same formation, Twins right. Stout wide left all alone. Dunlap on Carranza's left here. Big third down and seven play here. Third and six. Here's the snap. Carranza under pressure. He's got to run out of there. He gets maybe a yard, but credit for not getting sacked.
Yeah.
They came in. There was some. The outside linebacker there came in unmolested.
Yeah, Carranza from Carranza's right. Trouble, and he made a good decision there, and he took off.
So are we maybe going for a field goal here? Lemus is holding. Nope. Yeah, no, yep. Different holder. Lemus is going to kick. They're going to go for the field goal, and I respect that. Good time to try this. 5:14. And counting here, fourth and seven. Some confusion here. Okay, lineman comes in. Lemus lines it up. 5:03 and counting. The snap, the hold, the kick. And it looks like it's going to make it through. No, it's wide right, I believe.
Went wide left. Now.
Wide left. I got to get my eyes checked.
I can't believe the height that guy is getting.
He had plenty of height, plenty of leg, but just a little wide to the left. So the Knights will take over at their own 20-yard line with the miss.
That was a very interesting series here. It looks like Wilson
sure was
show his muscle with the running game. He's definitely punching it in there.
He is, and I respect the call. It's good to work on that leg. Not always a makeable field goal. It certainly had the height and the distance, so. So here come the Knights. Again, kind of a tight jumbo package here. Pistol formation, one receiver right. It's going to get handed off to the middle there.
No place to go.
Sniffed out beautifully. About a 3 yard gain there. Another carry for Jameer Clayton Brown, the senior.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Position again for your black shirts. Jeremy Knight was the punter. Same. There is a flag, though. Let's see what this is about. Either way, the black shirts should maintain possession. I don't imagine there was a roughing the punter there. There was no pressure on the punt. So let's see. I didn't see where the flag was dropped, Johnny. Did you?
I did not. I was looking for something on the roster okay. sheet here.
Well, they're asking the chain gang to come down. Looks like for now the ball's staying, but 2:23 is your time remaining here in the first quarter. Black shirts leading the Scarlet Knights 7-6. Thanks to a one-yard punch in by Ben Jimenez from the quarterback spot. And led by a 17-yard, set up by a 17-yard run by Isaiah Dunlop and a beautiful 30-plus yard pass, Hector Carranza to Cameron Davis, number one. So this looks like a personal foul nature because it's gone back. I don't know, it's a 10-yard penalty, so it must be holding. So it's a 32-yard line. So not the worst thing for the black shirts, but again, another... I think that's the first penalty of the game for the black shirts. Is that right, Johnny?
It is.
So, Twins right. Stouts wound up in a flank position left. Carranza going to pass again. He's going long. Oh, he's got a guy. Perfect. What a catch.
Oh, no.
What are they saying?
Out of bounds.
Oh.
Oh, that was so pretty.
Was that Tyler Williams?
Ay, ay, ay.
He brought it down, but he was out of bounds. Tough break there.
Yeah, what a game.
Carranza's showing his firepower, though.
That was Tyler Williams on the other end of that.
Tyler Thrill Williams made a great pass. And so Hector's leading these guys. They have to stretch out to catch, but that's a better scenario than underthrowing them. And so very encouraged by the passing game.
Hector launched a missile there.
That was
a good one.
We got Twins left with Williams and Stout. Flanker right, tight to the line. Dunlop now in motion. Snap up. We got a motion. It looks like it's going to go against the black shirts.
Yep.
Oh, no. It might be against the defense. I see the black shirt coaching staff clapping. Yep. It's going to be a encroachment. So they're doing something to draw these guys off. This is the second time they've done this in the first quarter here.
I think his cadence
is an encouraging sign.
Drawing those guys off. He's got a little head bob there, and he's yelling. I think he's juking them off.
So the ball moves up to the 37 there. So it's a fortunate second and five. Same formation, Twins left. Carranza back to pass. He's got another guy long, but he's not. He's going for Jimenez. Oh, we got a penalty. There was a hold. That should be against the Red Knights. Jermon Bellman was holding Ben Jimenez. Jimenez couldn't even look up to see the ball.
That was number 3, Watt, I think, on that penalty.
Oh, I thought I saw number 11 there, Johnny, holding a... Jimenez. Let's see what they're saying. Are the black shirts going backwards here now? Maybe it was against us. Maybe it was offensive holding. Let's see.
Well, this ain't good.
I So the indications for us were that it was against the defense, but they're saying it was against the offense.
Oh, it's offensive pass interference against the Vikings.
Wow. See, I don't understand that, because I don't even think Jimenez knew that the ball was being thrown, and it looked like he was being held.
That sure did to me.
But I also, Carranza had some other receivers open, and Jimenez was well covered here. So now it's second and
a mile.
Some, yeah, he might as well. Second and 20. At the 23-yard line here. So Twins right. Jimenez to pass. Or Hector back again. He's looking for Williams here. Williams gets the job and a catch. So big catch.
Holy
on a jump.
Wow, that was perfect.
The ball's at the 47-yard line there. So great job. It almost reminds me of one of those corner patterns you see on end zone plays. So Blackshirt's right back at the line here. Twins left on the short field. Flanker right. Dunlap on the left. Fakes a Dunlap. Oh, pass to Williams. Incomplete. He's going to fall on it anyway, but it was a forward pass. No dispute there. So.
That play before that, Don, that pass, it took a little while to develop, but boy, it sure did, sure got executed.
And Williams made a great catch on that for sure.
Williams did make a great catch.
One thing going for Carranza is a good receiving crew. So now we got a new player, number 17 on the right. That's Gabriel Escano. Williams on the right flank, Stout alone on the left. We do have Jimenez on the left flank close to the end there. Dunlap on Lascano's right, second and 10. Williams in motion now, and a flag is being thrown here. Looks like this time it might be the offense. Let's see.
Delay of game against the Blackshirt.
Delay of game. Couldn't get the playoff in time. So
it's
second and 15. And hopefully if the last set of downs was any indication, we converted on that long penalty. This is second and 15. Let's see what we can do here. Twins right. Stout alone on the left. Williams in motion. They fake to Williams. They give it to Dunlap. Dunlap breaks one tackle but can't get past the second. He does get some positive yardage. It's like a 3-yard gain, so that'll set up third and 12 here from the Red Knight 49-yard line. 1:20 and counting in the first quarter. A long first quarter here. Seen some great offensive plays here and some good defense. So Twins left with Williams in the flank and Stout in the split. Lascano all alone on the right. Dunlap on Lascano's left. Lascano in motion and another flag. So this is a situation that plagued them last year, if you remember, Johnny. They have this one play set up, and every time someone gets it wrong,
it's like it begs procedure. A question. It's like, what yeah. is going on there?
So instead of third and 12, which is somewhat makeable, it's now a third and 17. So I just think you abandon that play and call something else. So this time it's, Twins left, same thing. Lascano lined up right. Jimenez in a right flank here. Up, oh, tough snap.
Got a fumble, Don.
Yep, I think the black shirts have it, though. Yep, it's recovered. So
that was
fumbled snap.
You know, it's just
the whole team comes in. Carranza gets sacked, but fortunately, yeah, Logan Polchert.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
WFHR and WIRI are going to the fair. Come join us at the Civic Media booth during the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. Come meet on-air personalities Melissa, Seth, and James. Have your story recorded at the Truth Booth. Be one of the first 10 people to our table and say you heard this ad on the radio and get a pair of WIRI and WFHR t-shirts. The fun's all happening at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. We'll see you fair.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 90. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 68. Lots of sunshine Sunday with daytime highs approaching 88. 83 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Must have been on the snapper procedure, so... It's now 2nd and 12. Should be 3rd and 12, actually. 2nd? How do you figure? I guess that last play must not have counted. Well, pistol formation. Runner comes around, handoff. A flag is down, though, so it looks like it's something on the offense. And, again, the black shirt sniffing out beautifully. Might have been a short gain.
They're sniffing that out.
There was something about that formation, the way the guy came off of the flanker position. He came running around, and it might have caused some movement on the line.
Yep.
Or maybe the way he did it just wasn't a legal shift. Yep, so he might have made a forward motion. which may have caused the penalty. But big break here for the Blackshirts here. Second and 17. Ball going all the way back to the 25.
Must be an epidemic down there, Don. Both teams are getting some illegal moves.
Yep. Well, you know, and some of this is expected. First game of the season.
Yep.
First game out for real. You get some good looks in the scrimmage, but it's not the same ball wax. Great crowd there for the Blackshirts, filling up that visitor bleachers nicely. Here's the snap. Hand up the middle. Fumble!
Oh,
I think the Blackshirts have it.
Yep, that's a turnover, dude.
Let's see. Refs haven't confirmed it yet. I thought that was Chris Flowers on that, if he was in there, or Justin Geezy. Yep, Blackshirts.
What a great
turn. It started out like a nice running play, like he might have got some yardage there, and someone got a hand on it.
I think Geezy came through there and just popped
Justin him. Justin Primetime Geezy, so.
Yeah, it popped him hard, dude.
Sure, sure. So, big, big stand for the Blackshirt defense here, hanging on to a 7-6 lead here, like a relief pitcher in the wee innings, but there's 10:34 left in the second here. And waiting on Lascano to come out here. So we got Twins left, Lascano alone on the right, Dunlap on Carranza's right, Williams in motion, fumbles, trouble with the snap, but he gets out, he throws it long. Oh, almost has Stout and Lascano there. So kind of a broken play there, and I'd even say a dangerous pass, but
yeah, I would
a
too.
Good job by Carranza getting out of trouble there.
It'd have been very
Stout was open. So was Lascano there.
Yep, they were.
I'm kind of glad that might have been a collision if that was catchable for both of them. So it's second and 10. And we got looks like a timeout here. A referee official's timeout, I think. Oh, I think there's a piece of a gear. Stout's handing it out. It looked like Ben Jimenez was trying to throw it off the field there, and it didn't make it. It might have been some tape or something, or a wristband. Or Coach Wiltz came out, volunteered to run out. Isn't that something you usually get the grad assistants to do?
Yeah,
or you know,
so. Usually you don't see Wiltz out there.
So I don't know. But hey, he's getting his steps in, you know. He's a young man, but he's got to stay in shape.
Well, he's taken Hector off the field, too, so something wacky happened there.
So Ben Jimenez will get the QBing. Wait, let's see. Who's QBing here? Yeah, Ben Jimenez. Geezy's going to line up in like a...
Hector's not happy. He's going over the equipment guy.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they called it. So Ben Jimenez will take over. He was a starter on that eighth grade team that won the division championship. We got Twins left, single receiver right, which I believe is Carranza on the right. Williams in motion. Tough snap. Jimenez, trouble with it. I don't know if he's got it. I think he hangs on, thankfully. Ball's all the way back at the 11.
Okay, then that's a couple of long snaps there that did not go very well.
They sure did not.
Got to get our guy to settle down there a little bit.
That's Logan Tank Dable, usually very reliable.
Yeah, he's
but
very consistent.
In his defense, there have been a few right on the spot that have been dropped. So I think it hurts if you hit him in the hands. So there we go. Okay, so long third and 20 here, 20 plus. Jimenez, the backup quarterback. He's looking long. He's got a guy. Oh, what a catch.
That was beautiful.
Justin Primetime Geezy. It's just short of a first down, but only by a yard or two. They may go for this. Actually, no, where are they spotting this?
Why would they spot it back there?
I don't understand that.
That's like 5 yards short of where he caught it.
I don't get that either. So, Blackshirts will punt here because it's a 4th-and-5 situation. Carranza's back now in an up-back capacity, so there could be a fake. Lemus is back pretty far here. Another whistle being blown.
Yeah, Wiltz doesn't like something, so he's...
Looks like there's going to be a Blackshirt timeout. They're first of the game with 9:08 left in the second quarter as the Blackshirts cling to a 7-6 lead in a series. So, I think now... We'll hold off on the break for now while it looks like a quick timeout. But again, I want to recognize another sponsor, Mia's in downtown Waukesha. Some fantastic Italian food. And with Albanese's closing their doors after 40 years, Mia's is your go-to place, I think, for some wonderful Italian cuisine. Owner Bo Blask is Chef Alex. They do a wonderful job there. We mentioned the lasagna. There's some seafood pastas there that are also quite lovely. So,
ooh, I'm going to have to try that, Don.
You know, I'm one of those guys. When I go to a restaurant, I got to have my favorite thing on the menu. But for me, as you got to diversify a little. Got to check out some new things. Bring some friends and family. So Black Shirts punting unit come out after the timeout. They're first of the half. 9:08 is your time remaining. It's been a pretty long first half, a long first quarter. Black Shirts leading 7-6. A short punt, a one-hopper. Lemus there. Gets it off, a short punt. It's going to take, it's going to die there. About the 45. And the Red Knight coaching staff is upset. They thought that their guy might have been pushed towards the ball. But no flag is called. So Knights will take over at their own 45. Blackstar defense out already. Again, looking to protect a 7-6 lead here. And I got to say, although in that scoring drive, that offense executed beautifully and some heroic plays there.
Yes, sir.
Here we are. The 17-yard run by Dunlop, the 30-plus yard pass from Carranza to Cameron Davis, Cameron Davis, the sophomore, 5'7" sophomore. Boy, he looked a lot taller on that catch. So, and here come the Red Knight offense. Another pistol formation with the usual suspects. Perdzak, your starter, your quarterback, and Clayton Brown, your running back. Let's get him around on the left. He's got a nice hole. He's going to break. And Capoletti brings him down there. It's a first down, a 12, 13-yard gain there. He kind of landed wrong there. His foot was stretched out, but he seems okay.
Yeah. Capoletti doesn't make that one-leg tackle.
That's a touchdown-saving touch tackle there by Vinny Capoletti-Mahalos here. So first and 10 at the black shirt, 41. 8:40 and counting is your time left in the half, first half. And we got a split receiver right. Everything else is a tight end flanker package with Brown in the backfield. It's handed off to him again. Left on right there to sniff
him
out.
Backfield.
Wow. Justin Primetime Geezy got right in there, got the legs, and he got a good help from Carranza. I think he had a little help there too from number 50. I don't have a name for him yet. But a big play after giving up their biggest run other than the touchdown was on that last play. So second and 13, 7:54 and counting is your time in the second quarter here. Same formation as before, a lone split receiver right. Double tight flanker, tight end package here, pistol formation. They fake to Brown, the pass, it's tipped and dropped. Probably a good job dropping it because he was on his knees when he was trying to make the catch there. So there was Alex Carson was the intended receiver there. So third and 13. So I don't know who got the tip on that, Johnny, from the D-line, but that was a big play there.
I didn't see it, but I got to tell you, when he bobbled it at the end, he was on his knees, and Benjamin Jimenez.
Yeah, but
almost
even if he catches it, you're automatically down in high school and college. So,
well, rough.
Yep, so good. But, again, another big play.
He was going to steal that thing.
So this time, flanker, it's going to be a flanker. It looks like a half. No, he gets tackled by Linus. Logan Tank Dable. It looked like for a second it's going to be like a halfback option or a flanker option. Big play. So it's Ethan Lance. He was coming from the left flank like a reverse, and he's running around right. Had a big wall in front of him. But then he stopped, looked like he was going to pass, or maybe he was looking for an opening, but that gave Tank Dable time from the nose to come in and make a big tackle. So they're back to punt. And I believe that's Jeremy Knight again. Back to receive. We've got, who do we got there, Johnny? Is that Chris Flowers?
No, it's Zarius DeWalt.
Zarius DeWalt.
Yep, and you can't quite...
Tyler Williams, I think.
Tyler Williams?
Yep.
Well, another procedural problem here. Maybe ran out
of time. Let's see here. Offense, yep. So they're going to push him back 5 more yards. 6:46 is your time. And push with the penalty, the clock stops here.
All right.
Again, a beautiful night here on the north side of Milwaukee at Pat Falk Park, Pat Falk Stadium, excuse me, home of the Scarlet Knights. So they're going to attempt to punt this again. Snap, high snap, he gets it though. The punt. Not a bad, oh, it's fielded on the bounce there by DeWalt. He's got some room. Oh, wow, cuts in. Great little return by Zayas DeWalt all the way to 40. And there is a flag down, so there could be a hold or a late hit. I'm not sure what they're calling here. That flag came from the other side of the field, away from the play. So a gutsy play by DeWalt fielding that on the bounce, because there were some Red Knight defenders there, but he fields it cleanly, and he breaks a few tackles. They are calling holding on the black shirts, so...
That's rough.
That might be half the distance from the spot of the foul, so I'm not sure where that could be. But I think either way, it's halfway decent position for the black shirts.
.620 left in the half.
The ball's going to come all the way back to the, all right, the 37-yard, about the 37-yard line of the black shirts. So could have been worse, but. So I think that's Jimenez in the quarterback spot here. Dunlap goes to his right, trips left here, gets the snap, pass, in some trouble, he runs out of it, gets tackled though, and loss of yards like two or three there, so. No, it was Carranza, excuse me. Carranza was looking to the left, I think he was looking for Stout. But a big, big sack there. Only a 1 yard loss. So it's 2nd and 11, 5:57 and counting here. Blackshirts looking to add to a 7-6 lead if they can get something going. Penalties have really killed them in the last few segments here. Trips left. Dunlap on Carranza's right. The snap. Quick pass. He's got it to Stout. Stout's got some blocking. And Stout's going to get all the way to the 45 there. So he sets up a 3rd and 2. So 8 or 9 yard gain from Evan Stout. 3rd and 3, they're calling it, so. And black shirts are right back on the line, so I kind of like this no-huddle formation. Trips left on the short field handoff. Short pass again. This time, that was that Tyler or is that Zayas? Tyler Williams on the first down, so. What was great about that is I thought it was going to be the same play, but instead of Stout, it was Williams in the flanker position. So I think that may have tricked the Red Knight defense a little bit. So
yeah, I think it did, Don.
So about a 6 yard gain from Williams brings the ball to the Red Knight 48 yard line, 1st and 10, and they're back.
Call your local Buck Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability.
So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And it looks like, yeah, the Scarlet Knights will take a timeout. So I think this would be a good time for us to do a station identification here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network.
Timeout, Red Knights.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're back to live action here at Pat Folk Stadium. The Knights take over on downs here at their 36-yard line. Twins right package, no receivers left. And it's going to be pitched to Brown. He's got nowhere to go. Big, big tackles. He does get back to line of scrimmage, maybe even gains a little there. So sniffed out nicely by the Blackshirts.
They sure are swarming to that ball.
3:23 and counting in the second. So they're calling it second and nine. I didn't get the tackler on that, but there are quite a few black shirts that got a piece of them.
Like I was saying, they swarmed to the ball good.
So Perdzak comes back from the huddle, ready to call a play. Second and nine here. 3:04 and counting. They got to be close to the delay of game penalty here if they don't get a playoff soon. Pistol formation, one receiver right, flanker motion to the left. He's going to get the ball. Tackled beautifully there with help.
Nowhere to go.
I think that was Capoletti Mahalos there.
Like Tyler.
Actually, got Anthony Dzinski.
Yeah, that was Gary. Run down to play Mahalos.
Vinny Mahalos gets credit for the tackle. Excuse me. So. No gain, a big tackle, because you know that's the same play they scored on. Similar. So.
Well,
Perdzak comes back. Here they come from the huddle. Single receiver right on the wide side. Flankers on either side close to the line. Pistol formation. Snap. Back to pass. He's going long. It's way too long there, not catchable. But he was going for Kevin Barnes, the senior. And I, you know, when I saw that single left there in the formation, I was smelling a big call. So better call might have had him, but as it is, Jeremy Knight comes out to punt here with 4th and 9, 1:55. Clock stops for some reason. I don't know why. That should still be running. Oh, incomplete pass, sorry. So, nope, 1:55 left in the half. And some personnel changes going on here, or adjustments, I should say, for the Red Knights. They finally got their, looks like their left guard in. So, good snap. No pressure on the punt. Oh, someone's coming through, but no real pressure. A short punt. They're going to let it go, as they should. Well covered there by the Knights. And good field position there at the 37 of the black shirts. So with 1:43 left in the half, and the black shirts will get the ball to start the second half. Makes you wonder what Coach Wiltz has cooked up here.
I think we're going to see a famous two-minute drill, Don.
Well, I would think they're going to run and they're going to eat up some clock unless they can force the Red Knights to call some timeouts. It looks like they have two timeouts left. Both teams do, if I'm reading this correctly. So, let's see what we have cooked up here. We got Twins left with Stout and Williams. Kind of a double flanker right here. Nope, they're spreading out Davis right now. Single receiver. Dunlap on Carranza's right. Here comes a snap. He fakes to Dunlap under pressure. He gets a pass off. Oh, what a catch! Ben Jimenez, that was almost intercepted.
That was almost picked.
There was a Red Knight there with fire in his eyes. Trayvon Edwards, that would have been a pick six, but good job by Jimenez reeling that in for an 8-yard gain. So second and two, 1:17 is your time remaining. Hand off to Dunlap. He's got a hole. He's going to get the first, but that's about it. So the clock will stop momentarily with 1:11 left here, giving the Blackshirts time to set something up here. Ball is right at the 50-yard line here. Let's see if the Blackshirts can get something out of this. And if nothing else, at least protect the ball. Clock now running, 1:08 and counting here. Twins left, single receiver right. Hector's looking left. Pressure, he gets it off. And it's caught! But he's down, yep. Corner overplayed it, but Tyler Williams with the catch there. And that ball's going to go all the way to the 35, 55 seconds. They didn't really stop the clock here. I was kind of surprised. But Twins left, single receiver right. Hand off to Dunlap. He's got a little hole. And he's going to punch it ahead for 4 or 5. I would think they'd call a timeout here. Yep, 41.1 seconds there. And they do have one left.
I think they're getting queued up for a field
goal. On that last catch, I would have thought, because the chain gang hadn't even set up and the clock was still running.
Yeah, something.
So that was a little fishy. But a good chance here. Ball at just at the other side of the 30, the good side of the 30 of the Red Knights. So their best field position in quite a while, Johnny, probably since halfway through the first quarter. So there will be a really nice Hall of Fame induction ceremony here. We've seen some of the inductees already seated. Really nice setup they have going on here, and great to see them honor their traditions.
Yeah. You know, something, my eyes must be playing tricks on me, because I thought he caught that, like, at the 25. Now the ball's on the 30. It's just something seems a little whack. That's twice tonight.
Could be us, Johnny.
Could be us.
All that partying in our younger days.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, we're back. The Scarlet Knight defense comes out after the timeout. We've got single receivers on both sides. Flanker on the left. Dunlap now on Carranza's right. The snap, the pass. He's going to the sophomore, and he's got a touchdown!
Hey!
Hector Carranza to Cameron Davis. His first touchdown, almost his second. A 30-yard dime. That coverage was decent. The corner was there. Safety was back.
Boy, he looked
Jared, I don't know if Tadioka would have thrown it that well. That was a really great spot. So
it really was.
Now they're going for two here, leading 13-6.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.